This is WSKG News. A private school in Tioga County needs close to $100,000 in repairs after flooding early last week. Cleanup work is underway, but the school does not have flood insurance, despite its location along a creek. WSKG's Solveig Wastvedt reports.
Chris Pasto vacuums muddy water off stairs leading to the lower level of North Spencer Christian Academy.
We want to get all the mud and moisture away from these sill plates.
Pasto is one of nearly 100 volunteers who came out to clean up the school. They're parents and friends with deep connections here.
I went to school here at one point and attended the church in the distant past, and it's my parents' church, and my daughter comes to this school. Her classroom was one of the ones that kind of was floating.
Water flooded 5 classrooms in the school's lower level, along with the gym, school kitchen, and science lab. Steve Barrows is pastor of the church attached to the school.
This has all had all of the sheetrock taken off. In fact, the wall studs are right there all the way up to the ceiling behind you.
Barrows says the building doesn't have flood insurance, so the school has to fundraise for repairs. The last time the building flooded in 2004, Barrows says they considered buying coverage, but they couldn't afford it.
You know, somebody could look at us today and say, well, can you afford today in hindsight not to have had flood insurance? That's a theoretical question that we didn't, so this is what we've got to deal with.
Currently, part of the school is in a flood zone. That's new, since area flood maps were redrawn in 2012. Barrows says in addition to the high cost of insurance, he didn't know he was in a designated danger zone until tragedy struck.
Right, that's pretty normal.
Jamie Brichard-Thoman is a certified floodplain manager at the Genesee Finger Lakes Regional Planning Council. She says flood maps change as new construction happens. Surfaces like concrete change how rainwater flows, but sometimes property owners aren't in the loop.
If they're not required to carry the flood insurance and the flood maps change, is there anyone going out and providing that information to homeowners? Sometimes life gets just so hectic and busy, people are not listening or looking out for those opportunities, and that's how there is this miscommunication.
Pastor Steve Barrows says flood maps aren't the only problem, though. He blames a bridge for the disaster. It's a culvert bridge under the road right next to the school. That means water flows under it in narrow metal pipes. Barrows says those pipes got clogged.
The debris had backed up on the upstream side of the culverts and dammed it up, and there was over 2 feet of water rushing over where we're standing right now.
Barrows wants the Department of Transportation to replace the bridge with a clear span model. He says then the flood risk would be gone. Meanwhile, North Spencer Christian Academy will rebuild in the same location without insurance. Barrows says moving would be too expensive. He takes it on faith that the bridge will be replaced. But he's also taking some practical precautions.
The Lord brings the rains, but he also expects us to be smart about this. So we actually had engineers in here last week to look at the possibility of building a barrier wall
for the next time the water rises. I'm Solveig Wastvedt for WSKG News.